Our epistle this Sunday is taken from the Feast of St. Lawrence, from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 9, verses 6 through 10. Brethren, he who soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly, and he who soweth in blessings shall reap of blessings. Everyone, as he has determined in his heart, not with sadness or necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound in you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work, as it is written, He has dispersed abroad and has given to the poor. His justice remaineth forever. And he that ministereth seed to the sower will both give you bread to eat and will multiply your seed and increase the growth of the fruits of your justice. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. John, chapter 12, verses 24 through 26. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, Amen, amen, I say to thee, unless the grain of wheat falleth into the ground, die, itself remaineth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it. And he that hateth his life in this world keepeth it unto life eternal. If any man minister to you, let him follow me. If any man minister to me, let him follow me. And where I am, there also shall my minister be. If any man minister to me, him will my Father honor. Thus far the words of today's epistle and holy gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. For God loveth a cheerful giver. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, I was thinking the past few days about friendships. You remember when there was somebody you liked at school, maybe back in when you were in your younger years, or someone who came into your life perhaps through business or work? There was an attraction there, and so you went out of your way and picked them to be your friend. Or better yet, you had somebody pick you to be their friend. Remember when they came to you and they extended that hand, that friendship hand, and opened the door, which is not open to everyone, but wanted to be open to you. I think far too often we don't pay attention to these things that take place. We kind of take them for granted in the natural realm and absolutely in the supernatural realm. Here at St. Mary's, we have been given most unique graces, patrons who I'm sure we did not pick, but that most definitely picked us. There's, if you go to the baptistry back to the right-hand side, if you're coming into church, you'll see this beautiful cabinet made by one of our parishioners filled with relics, first-class relics of the saints. Now, these first-class relics are part of the saint. So, in essence, we have a graveyard in the back of the church of saints. We didn't pick them. They picked us. I found them in a barn in Ohio. The new church, not the Catholic church, the new church. We're going to get rid of them, throw them away. Someone rescued them. They didn't have anywhere else to store all the things they rescued, except in a barn. I was able to get some statues and stained glass windows for the church in Colorado there. But these, I kept with me. We had been given more relics, but I couldn't display them because we didn't have paperwork. Because in order to display relics for veneration, you need the right proper paperwork. Because the enemy likes to put fake relics out there. But those saints back there, don't think for a moment that it's not without providence that they're here. They picked us. They're our patrons. There are other patrons that we have in this church here. In the back, we have two altars, St. Anthony and St. Jude. I don't know how the statue, I don't know how St. Anthony came to us. And I don't know how, and I know how St. Jude came to us. It was, he was donated. And the parishioner that donated, when I first got here, came to me with a little bit, wanted to take it back because didn't think that St. Jude was given due honor. And I told him I have plans. And so we have two altars back there, both of which have mass have been offered by both of us priests, and we honor them. But there are saints, our patrons here at St. Mary's. We also have St. Philomena in the back, and the Infant of Prague, as we have St. Philomena out there. Now, she's one who is that kind of a gray area, whether she picked us or I picked her, because I needed her help, and she helped me out in a great way. But regardless, I digress. Of course, we have St. Joseph, and we're blessed to have our Blessed Mother as our main patroness. We also have up on the high altar St. Teresa and St. Lawrence. St. Teresa, we know about her. She's more famous, if you will. But St. Lawrence, we kind of just come into church and say, oh, well, that's nice. But he's our patron. He picked us. I don't think that he was made for this altar here. This altar came from another place. I have helped manage putting churches together or collecting things, and this statue comes from Missouri, and that statue comes from Arkansas, and this altar comes from another place, especially with all the changes in the church. This altar was not built for this church at first, but in the realms of divine providence, you can bet that it was made for this church by the good Lord himself. Just like St. Teresa and St. Lawrence are our patrons. St. Lawrence, let's talk a little bit about him, was a deacon. He wasn't a priest. A deacon is a step right before you become a priest. It's a major order. And he worked very closely with St. Sixtus, so close and faithful was he to the Pope, St. Sixtus II, that he was called the Archdeacon of the Pope. And the Pope gave him the management of the treasury of the church at the time. And his job was to take care of the poor. That was his job as deacon, taking care of the treasury and taking care of the poor. And under the Emperor Valerian in 257, a persecution broke out. And the Pope and the bishops and the priests were taken first. And Lawrence was none too happy with this because he wanted to go with the Pope to win the crown of martyrdom. But the Pope said, be patient, it will happen in 3 days. Anyways, the emperor, his magistrate, found out that Lawrence was in charge of the treasury of the church, got him arrested, brought before him, and says, I want the treasurers of the church, because he knew that the gold and that was used for the chalices and the silver and gold that was used for the candlesticks, and thought he was going to make a pretty penny. He goes, I want you to bring the poor. I want you to bring the treasures of the church. And St. Lawrence said, all right. So 3 days later, he brought the treasures of the church. And all the magistrates saw were the poor, the sick, the lepers, the infirm. He goes, what is this? He goes, this is the treasure of the church. St. Lawrence was trying to explain to the magistrate that what they held within them was far greater than any gold or silver. Needless to say, I think there was a little bit of a humor that prompted St. Lawrence to do this. For after he did so, of course, the rage of the magistrate was unleashed, and magistrate thought of the worst type of death that could possibly he could possibly give to St. Lawrence that would cause him the most pain, and promised to do so. And so he had constructed a gridiron. And that's why on the statue you see St. Lawrence holding a gridiron, where he was slowly roasted to death. And even at death, he talked to his executioners and says, "Okay, I'm done on this side, turn me over." He had a sense of humor. And then when he was sufficiently suffered, he says, "All right, I'm cooked through, so now you can eat." But St. Lawrence won the crown of martyrdom for the faith. Eager. It was said by St. Ambrose, I think it was, that the fire of the coals that were burning him to death were cool in comparison to the fire of divine love that burned inside him. This is our patron. Someone we should honor and we should call upon as members of this church. That's why I'm going to make a little change, an executive order, if you will, of the poor box, which we have here in church, which you might not know this, but this church helps out a lot of people who are not members of the church pay their utilities, get caught up on some of their bills, and we've helped out parishioners when they're in need. But that poor box money comes from you. And I think the executive decision I'm going to make is that we're going to call it the St. Lawrence poor box from here on out, to honor our patron who picked us. Because one of the things I've been really in admiration of in coming to this parish, and that is the charity of the parish as a whole. Did you know that 2 days ago we had a funeral in church here, and you paid for it? You paid for it. St. Lawrence Poor Box, or the St. Lawrence Fund. That was all contribution and donation, and funerals are not cheap. We had to pay for the casket, we had to pay for the taking care of the body, we had to pay for the graveside, and you paid for it. So in a roundabout way, I think we are honoring St. Lawrence, but now we're going to highlight it, and we're going to honor him more directly as our patron. And where our concerns are faith, let us be willing to sacrifice for it. Not so easily give way to the dictates of the powers to be. Unless the seed fall into the ground and dieth itself, remaineth alone. But if it dies, it brings forth much fruit. We have to make sure that daily we die to ourselves. We teach our children to do so as well. That means we tell ourselves no when we must tell ourselves no, not just justify doing the things that we shouldn't do. We tell ourselves we will do this, and we'll give ourselves a good reason for doing what we are obliged to do, not because we are obliged to do it, but because we want to love and honor God. But that's a decision that the individual must make, and we must make it every day. There's a prayer we pray at the end of Mass. And I knew when we started to say this prayer that it was a prayer with consequences. It's a prayer that shouldn't be prayed lightly. We pray for parishioners. We pray for holy parishioners. We pray for many holy parishioners. You know what that means? That means if we're not all striving to become holy, you're going to lose your faith. The people that aren't trying to live their faith, either they will change and convert and start living their faith, or they'll leave. And I've seen people leave, and I've seen other people come, and I've seen other people change. But that's the consequence of that prayer. Do not kid yourself. But it's not because of a prayer, it's because of a decision that the individual makes. If we follow the example of the patrons that are presented before us, like St. Lawrence, being willing to sacrifice our life for Christ and to promote that charity that Christ asks us to promote in his gospel, and we don't count the cost, then we will become holy. We don't become holy because we make ourselves holy. We become holy because He makes us holy. And when we make room for Him, we become holier. But that's where self must die. We must die to self. The seed falls into the ground and die. And then it brings us much fruit. So on this Feast of St. Lawrence, let us commend to Him our special intentions. He's our patron. He waits for us to ask. He's picked us, remember. Remember the friend you picked, and if your friend that you picked asked you for a favor, wouldn't you want to help them? You know how powerful St. Lawrence is? St. Lawrence, who we pray, we have his name in the canon of the Mass. I think it's like the third name after St. Sixtus, the Pope. I'm not sure if it's the same St. Sixtus because there's two popes, so that name in the Pope that he worked for was Sixtus II. But do you know that St. Lawrence, it was attributed to him the conversion of Rome? He was just a deacon, wasn't a priest. But the early fathers of the church say that St. Lawrence he's the reason why Rome converted and became the head of the Catholic Church. At least the main player in that. But regardless, if there's a need for conversion, for individual conversion, for a country's conversion, for a world conversion, if it's not today, I don't know the day. So let's pray to St. Lawrence for his help. Not just for ourselves, but like St. Lawrence, who helped the poor. Let us pray for poor sinners. Let us pray for those that are ignorant and poor spiritually. Let us commend ourselves and let us appreciate and honor the patrons who have been given to us, who have picked us, and who we have. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.